Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
If you don't love where you live, craft the community to be something more. Make it a place you never want to leave. That's the message of my next guest, who believes that moving shouldn't always be the go-to. Instead, settle. Settle into your neighborhoods and then build. Build them up to be something better and make your community a place to stay. Rebecca Frederick is here to tell us how. Thank you for being here. I'm so glad to meet you in person.
It's a joy. Thank you for having me.
So you feel like in a lot of cases, people move away instead of digging down. Yeah. Explain that.
Well, I do think we live in a culture where everything's newer and brighter and shinier and better.
Yeah.
At least people think so. And I think when it comes to neighborhoods, that's just not always the case. I think there's a lot of richness and depth in some of these communities that have been around for a long time. So I'm a believer in that. I also feel like we often talk about the grass being greener.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in my experience, have learned that the grass really is greenest where you water it. And so I just think there's a lot of these communities that have such a rich history and heritage, and they need young people and old people to be building and to stay and to love and serve and live beautifully in these places that, you know, can strengthen.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you personally experienced this.
Well, I live in Salt Lake City. Yeah. I've been in Salt Lake City for about 30 years. And when my husband and I moved back from Arizona, we went away to graduate school. It was interesting because it was during a time when everyone was moving north and south.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's valid reasons at times, but it felt like people were just kind of giving up in a lot of ways and thinking, again, it looks just like it's a newer, it's different. We're going to move further
what
away.
What I want isn't
because
here,
it's better.
So we're going to go.
Yeah. And we've just found that there's been a lot of richness and great things about living in a community and just like blooming where you're planted.
I'm sure we could talk for hours about this, but what is one blessing that you've pinpointed that you stayed, you dug, you grew, you bloomed?
I think the history of the people and where I live, it's remarkable. You know, those that have been here for years and years and kind of developed this area, and there's just the arts and the richness and the University of Utah, and there's just so much we could talk about, but that has been a real gift to us, kind of the rich history and heritage.
So the word build, or the phrase to be a builder, that became a family mantra of
yours. It did for this year for us. At the beginning of the school year, we had decided that we were going to work in kind of our communities and in our homes and in all areas of our life building. And I just kind of have a really strong sense that it matters, that it makes a difference, and that if we're willing to buckle down and make some small difference in our lives, we can make the places around us happy, wonderful, productive places.
Your passion is palpalable, and isn't that true? Isn't that part of the reason you're here?
I think it is.
We did a focus last year in spring of 23 here on this show on neighborhoods, and I gained a similar renewed love and passion and interest for this idea that the people living around us are part of our sphere. They're part of why we're here. It matters.
And we live in a day and age where I think people focus on that less.
Yes.
I think it's where we live in a more independent and with technology.
Right.
We tend to go into our homes. But there's so many little things that you can do, I think, that make a big difference on a large scale in communities.
Let's talk about some of those things. First, you say show up. Just show up.
I think that's huge. And I think it's easy to not. But our communities need our energy and they need our enthusiasm. And so I think it's important to just look for ways that you can show up. If there's some sort of a neighborhood gathering, show up. If there's a community council meeting, show up. If you know that there's some local kids in your neighborhood in a play, or a sporting event, or a musical program, show up. If people are collecting items for a clothing drive, show up. I think there's a lot of ways we can show up in our communities.
Because sometimes our feet lead our hearts. Don't you find that?
There's no question.
Like, you show up at a school play and all of a sudden, I love those kids on that stage even more than
there's
I did before.
There's no question. And we need to see the faces and the voices of who we're working with and loving. And I think that is the first step, is just to show up.
You say there's power in words, that we need to remember that and be cautious about how we speak and what we say.
Yeah, I think there is tremendous power in words. And I think we live, again, sometimes in a day and age that can feel critical. And we know that the more we talk positively about people and places, it's almost a self-manifestation. And that we will begin to feel those things. So I think the first thing you need to do is identify what you love about where you live. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you live close to a mountain? Is there an orchard? Is there a breeze that comes through in the summer? I live next to a public golf course, and I had no idea how much I would love that. I've been there for 26 years, and the late night walks and the open green space and kids looking for golf balls and a stream that runs through it. I mean, that is something to love. Mm-hmm. Every community has something. You may live near a college. Maybe you love your public library. Maybe there's great walking paths. I just think identify it and talk about it, and talk about it in a positive way. I think that really builds the community and makes others want to be a part of it and identify the things that make it great.
Kindness matters too, and you were describing, you know, celebratory kind words, mm-hmm. but kindness one to another, you say, can help those roots really plunge.
There's no question. Being kind is huge, and I think that the greatest way to be kind is, again, get out into your community and get to know people. Mm-hmm. Smile, wave, go to the laundromat, find out who manages it. Go to your local grocery store, thank them for their services. Mm-hmm. You know, visit the local boutique. I mean, be kind to the people that are around you. And my kids always tease me. I love to wave and smile at people, you yeah. know, just as I'm driving through my neighborhood. And half the time they're like, I don't think you know who that is. And I'm like, I don't, but I might. And it matters. I mean, yeah. don't you feel like you just did it?
They are
smile.
Little look basic niceties mm-hmm. that I think we totally underestimate.
There's no question. And I think, again, it builds your community. It builds yeah. a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
It builds a sense of friendliness. Being kind is one of the most simple things you can do.
My little five-year-old, really quickly, we're running out of time, but an Amazon package landed on our doorstep. This kind of goes counterintuitive to what we're saying. But she opened the door and she said, thank you. And he got in his truck, the driver, and he drove away. And all of a sudden she's sprinting down the street. She goes, I don't know your name. And it's little Lucy.
I love
that,
it.
Right?
I love
like,
it.
Let's thank mm-hmm. everyone who's crossing
let's
our path.
Let's do.
A quick 30 seconds. I'm sorry for the press, but serve and be served.
Well,
I love that.
Study after study. We just know that the people and places that we serve, we come to love. And there's a million ways in every community to serve, whether it's the library or a food drive or, you know, our neighbor next door. I think picking up trash. There's so many ways and that we can serve and love those in our community that way.
But
comes back tenfold every
make
time.
Make your mark and be a builder. We're going to adopt, if we can,
no
your family
question.
Motto.
Please do.
Into our own hearts
I
and
love
lives.
It.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it was a joy
for
to come.
Pushing us toward this beautiful direction to invest in our communities and love them, and they will love us back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.